well-written speech. Lots of
Sarah Goldenberg
stuff in there. But I will. Let me challenge you on this. I was listening to it. It's that old. It's that age-old challenge of like. It's not funny because I don't know what I'm to laugh at yet. It's not funny because I don't know what I'm to laugh at yet. The problem with the N-word thing is, I think he almost needs to let us know the nerd thing. Because he wastes that first great joke about big ass. I'm wondering if there's a way he can have his cake and eat it too. He just does the N-word thing. He gets out the, no. What, are you crazy? Right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that N-word. My N-word. The nerd N-word. You think I've got, junk in my trunk?
He was just going so slow, it looked like he didn't know what he was saying.
Always does that. It's always like, yeah. You think he's...
Yes.
Yeah, he had the definite... He had the... I would say that... is it Phil, his name?
Phil was the environment.
No, not Neil. I felt that Neil and... had that problem we talked about from comedy to speech,
speech. It's hard to...
He's very hard to work with.
Is he?
Yeah. Why? To get him where he is right now, oh my God.
Well, I'm sure I thought it was really good. Yeah. Is he challenging on delivery or is he just stubborn? I mean, is he challenging you?
No, he's a hard worker and he'll do anything, he'll try anything, but... You tell him, and instead of him he goes just a little tiny step, like, no, do it like this. And he has a hard time letting himself go.
Terrible memory.
Yeah.
Is it tough for you to memorize?
Terrible.
Well.
I get over it, though, eventually.
I was about to say sick.
I'm a bad memorizer. I can help you with it. You don't, when you're having problems memorizing, it's because you're not putting enough stimulus, enough different types of stimulus to merge together what the thoughts are. All you're doing is your brute force. You're putting word into head, and then trying to give it feeling, emotion, context. Mm-hmm. You need to do your. I used to tell our kids, you need to do your speech while you're folding something, doing laundry, doing dishes. Do it while you're doing something physical. Because if you can do it while you're doing something physical, you can easily do your speech. While you're staying there, but you need to over-exaggerate things and put even jarring, weird physical overdo. I used to call it the opera speech. You do the opera speech, and then it'll be weird. All of a sudden, this weird hand gesture. If you go if you have a word that say it's imperative, right? Then obviously you're not going to be like it's imperative. You're going to be like it's imperative, right? That's how you deliver it. But you'll remember it. You'll remember it because you connected it with. It's a multiple of stimulus. Mm-hmm. You have to have three things. You have to have you could have an exaggerated vocal stimulus, a physical stimulus, and then a sense memory of. And the other thing, Ryan and I were talking about this too. I always say when you memorize a speech, and this is tricky, when you stop, when you get to that point which you have a gap and you're like, shit!
Yes, all the time. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
What do you do? How do you memorize it? What do you do?
I try to connect.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You have to erase the reason you're... did you also notice that you stop at the same point almost every time, right? How many times do you stop at the same point? Mm-hmm. So it's not that you don't have the memory. It's there's something about... It's either a writing problem or it's a performance problem. There's probably something in the writing or the performance that's not connecting that. Mm-hmm. And so... You need to repeat that. First off, there's a way you can erase it by going back over it, just like literally say it five times, right in a row, until you want to vomit, until you can't say it anymore. And that will erase, but never, here's the mistake that kids do all the time, students, they will stop, they will have the memory and they'll be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, and they'll continue on. And all you have now is this permanent memory gap that's like a little black mark that's going to stay there.
Well, you're memorizing.
You're memorizing the gap. That's even a better way.
So you're saying instead they should say the last few words of the
you
one.
You have to always go back a sentence. Always go back a sentence and run it through. Otherwise, you're memorizing the gap.
The hell?
And that's an actor thing, right?
Yeah.
You can't. That's one of the worst things. You're doing a monologue all of a sudden.
You can take my minutes.
It even bothers me when people do that and they're performing it to you and then but they're practicing.
Right.
And they forget what their next line is and then somebody brings them in. Like that next line, so then they start from that next line.
Line.
Like, no, start the.
See, I think my problem specifically is just the fact that like with stories and stuff, I can remember.
Right.
But it's just like the outline, how it's.
It's way harder.
And like,
STEs are way harder to memorize than anything you'll ever do. If you can master the STE, which you guys are already almost there, so we got to get to.
Yeah.
All right.
Go, Sarah.
All right, Sarah. The beginning. Hit me with your beginning.
What?
Let me see where my notes were.
Let me
see what I wrote here. I also wrote in this speech that I just think you're not bringing out the incredible obvious consequences of being religiously ignorant. I think you're kind of treating this like it's a. It really has. It is a it's caused horrible racism and.
That's the reason why the Iraq War escalated to where it is.
The Sunni and the Shia. I mean, that is right. The reason the Iraq War has escalated is because of the ignorance that, and I'm sorry, this is a George Bush thing. You don't need to say, you could say the previous administration's lack of fascination with two very distinctly different religious sects. And that ignorance has had
to be in there, didn't it?
Hmm?
Didn't there used to be a George Bush bit in there?
Well, I don't know.
But it said that exact thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't clever.
Yeah, well, it was just kind of like we had to mention his name, but it wasn't too clever of a throwing joke.
I mean, what's nice about the speech, it's so funny because obviously, it's one of these speeches that it's there on the plate for you when you walk up because of your character, because of your background, and you've got this wonderful, funny delivery style. But I really think you need more to stab it. Once again, that's my thing. You've got to get people to buy in.
Yeah.
Seconds, before your preview. Seconds before your preview.
You know,
I'm saying, here's what I always say. STE is, ha ha ha, something weird, something funny that has something to do with my topic. Something, if it can be funny, that proves why this is, I mean, that says beyond a shadow of a doubt that this has stark consequences and mandates further investigation. Mm-hmm. And then preview, and here's how I'm going to organize that situation now that I've given you my mandate. Right? I've given you the stark consequences. And there's something funny. I mean, I think you could be funny with it. I think it's funny that you could say, laugh it off, scoff it off. If people don't know who Vishnu is. People don't know. People think Vishnu is a Thai dish at Harry's Hot Thai.
Yeah.
You know.
Harry's Hot Thai.
You know. Harry's Hot Thai place.
What's nice about this speech is that the topic allows the jokes to be on everybody. Allows it to be on you. Allows it to be on everybody in the audience. You know, the shofar bit.
Don't even.
That's.
I wasn't. I was just thinking something
out. I like setups for this where it's you're saying something, nobody has any idea what you're talking about, you're really excited, I blew the shofar, and it's this really...
actually one of the original.
Yeah, it's I blew the shofar, and it's like this really exciting moment for you because it means a lot to your church,
right,
or it means a lot to your temple, but nobody else gets it, and they think it's like some blowjob thing. And you're going on and on about it, how you invited awesome. Your grandmother out to see you blow the shofar.
That's hilarious. I blew the shofar. It was one of the proudest moments of my life when I blew the shofar.
Yeah.
My grandma was there to see me blow shofar.
Yeah.
My mom was there to see me blow the shofar.
Yeah.
I invited my dad to see me. My mom and dad were there to see me blow shofar. And let me tell you, I blew the shofar.
Don't read through. This was one of the original. This is part of the extra stuff.
It's down. Wait, hold on.
This is part of the extra stuff.
No, I got a punch for you, though.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to make this speech from good to great, is that you have to get this delivery thing down and be more aggressive with it. And this, Charlie, you can help her with this. And I'm sure you all can. That is, if you commit to that joke and you say, and they, my whole family was so happy when I blew the shofar. And then you can't be, you have to do this with guile and a light touch, mm-hmm. which is to say you can't be like, there's a part of this that can't live in the world where it's like, you don't really get it and you're dumb because you don't get it.
Yeah.
You have to be like, more like
she's embarrassed.
Yes,
because
it has to come off more like, oh wait a minute,
you don't think I
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has to come off. And, yeah. I think I'll be honest with you, Sarah, I thought there was a little bit too much of just a few places where, like, you are religiously illiterate.
I mean, obviously 10% of the room knows, and if they've seen the speech before.
Right. Yeah, and I really think you need to play, and you've got such a great personality and style that you can work with that, you know, that joke way more many times, in different ways, obviously, than the looking down at them style.
She came in, this really happened. She came, Jeff, this weekend I got to blow the shofar.
That's
he's what? Like, he's like, what's Pakistani guy's name?
I said, I didn't know you were dating a Pakistani guy.
Well, that's a funny... Oh, boy, we got to be careful. How dirty can you get in 505?
No, we try to be clean.
Yeah.
Well, what I have originally was, I blew the shofar on High Holidays. I've been dreaming of this since I was a little girl. My Bobby was tucking me in the bed and telling me fantastic tales about all the shofars she blew back in all the shofars she blew back in the old country. She was just telling me she could have walked down the street without some rabbi shouting to her to come inside and blow the shofar. I swear, if she were a brownie, she would have been given a merit badge.
You got to end with blow the shofar.
Yeah.
So
I think that's really good. I think you do a hybrid of get them both out. You know, mm-hmm. I blew the shofar. I was very proud. I invited my family. Yeah. They saw me blow the shofar, and then when, after I blew the shofar, my grandma, right? Isn't that then you go right?
My boobie told me
at the old country. I think you can cut that down, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna be getting laughs a little.
And my brother's jealous. Next year he wants to blow the shofar. my brother was jealous why he didn't get to blow it.
And then be like, whoa, 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 and then you got it right. Whoa, whoa, I'm sorry.
It's a ram's horn. It's a holy ram's horn.
Yeah, and then you have to be very articulate, right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is what is it? Because I don't know.
Yeah. It's a
ram's horn that we blow at High Holiday services.
Very good.
It's a big horn.
Thank you. And it's a great honor to blow the ram's horn.
Yeah. Only one person. Right.
During the High Holidays, and only one person gets selected. And I'll tell you, I can blow a good ram's horn. I can blow a pretty damn good ram's horn. Because that sounds just as bad. God.
They don't time, do they? For finals of regionals, do they time you or not?
That is an irrelevant question.
Because, because I actually have a shofar that's actually portable. And if they don't time, I could actually...
You can blow it anywhere.
Pull it out and just...
Absolutely. First off, absolutely. You should do. What do you mean cut time? You just cut. There's other parts of your speech that's cuttable.
No.
This is not. I mean, I would cut.
I keep trying to think of a famous chauffeur, like who is a chauffeur? A chauffeur that you would.
Oh, a famous chauffeur. Oh,
Mr. Belvedere. Yeah.
The tuxedo.
I don't
know. Is that what?
Yeah. Driving Miss Daisy. The tuxedo.
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy is probably the only whoever that guy's
name was.
Well,
there was Jackie Chan in the tuxedo.
Morgan Freeman?
Oh.
What?
Jackie Chan in the tuxedo?
Yeah, that's a little obscure. Yeah. I mean, it's there, but it's not right. It's right now on our acceptable
world. Yeah, I like Morgan Freeman in Driving Miss Daisy better because everyone knows he was the chauffeur in that movie.
Right.
Plus the image of you blowing Morgan Freeman is just really disgusting.
It's just that random.
Yeah, we're
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the nice part about that is you can then connect it to the horror thing. You know, finally we'll horror and you do your little dance.
That's hilarious.
And maybe you could become upset that these two things that you've said are giving people a bad impression. See, you know, they think you're blowing people.
This stuff is,
you know.
This stuff is on the, what I call it, man, the way this can be written, this is right, it's all right there for you. So when you do the, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, we have a bit of a misunderstanding here. I guess from the looks in your faces, I should show you the shofar that I blew.
I brought the shofar
that I blew, and you say it's a ram's horn. It's a great honor.
It's one of
and
the many shofars I've blown.
Oh man! Wow!
I've blown many a shofar today.
No, you should say it's a great honor. It truly is, and you have to play this straight, right? It truly is a great honor. And I'll tell you, I blow a pretty good damn ram horn, and then you blow it. Does it make a good sound, by the way? I always say, don't bring it in if it's not good.
Actually, here, let me see if I can.
Oh, I thought you were going to whip it out.
No.
I was going to say, you have the jokes on Urkel and the different nerds and how they've kind of upgraded, right?
Yeah.
He should have those on, those were like begging for visual aids. Because you know how they, some of them are dated. They don't quite come in your head visually. I thought instead
really
of like the queer tripod visual aids, they could be the kind of cool like almost flashcard. You know, you could just have them on the thing and bam, bam, bam,
aids,
bam.
If we're gonna do visual aids, I think a nice joke would be to have me would be to have like the
last. Oh, sorry. Keep your thought. Dog ear your thought because we're working on this.
Sorry. It's like
just play it already. Don't.
That's pretty good sound.
That sounds better than
it sounds like a fifth grade
what?
Trumpet.
Never sounds.
Yeah,
it
sounds like
a
like an emergency.
Well, a bad sound, but it's a good sound because it's
everyone evacuated the building.
What if she ended? What if she blew it? And then she goes, "Oh, funny. Now that I think about it, my boyfriend makes the same noise."
That's, I'm gonna leave it to how far you can take it.
I could love that.
Kind of tickled. How about you blow it? Then you ask the audience.
Yeah.
Did that tickle?
Yes.
See, mine's shorter.
Let's go to the beginning of the speech. I really think I can help you with her beginning. I thought her beginning was needed like a lot more. It felt like I call. I felt like almost all the speeches were is that you guys understood. It's kind of like you know what your topic is, but you weren't willing to give me time to grab what your topic. It was like. It was in, and I'm like, oh, religious literacy. Okay, and then, you know, I'm a bad listener. And you have to pretend that you're writing from a bad listener's perspective.
Yeah.
I always tell people that. That's why repetition. People really don't hear things and process things. I mean, if you think the judge is sitting there, like, you know, on pins and needles. I am ready for all of this. They're not. You have to, like, stick it down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really felt this was a case of, like, it just went by. And I was like, and then I was like, whoa. Then what I realized in my head, here's what I said. It's important because I'm like, really one of the worst listeners you'll ever have. But because I'm thinking at the same time. I'm trying to think and listen, and I don't do that well. But so you did your thing, and I was like, oh, I got it. It's a religious literacy. And then I missed her. Right, and I missed the next. I totally missed the next thing, and I was like, "Damn!" Then I'm like, "Oh shit!" You know what I mean? And you don't want the judge to be doing that. You got to give the speech. That's why you have a preview. It gives it time to breathe and time to think, and then we're there, and now we're gonna attack again. So anyway, hit us with this beginning. Hit it. How's it sound?
What's the whole Cubs thing?
Do you like that? Do you think that's the?
Oh, we've been messing with it for months.
I think the Cubs should come afterwards. We complain, like watching the Cubs. Right now, I don't know.
Well, we've tried to find something more up to date than the Cubs, but that's been the one thing where everyone's been able to like understand what's going on.
By the time we're Viral Pie, the season will be a month. We'll be a month into the season.
Yeah, it'll be pretty good. It'll be pretty good. Yeah. I will say that sometimes when you work too hard to do, I call it the fill in the blank joke. You know, after you fill in the blank. Maybe you just need to shit can the whole thing and start over with a whole new premise. If we're working so hard to come up with the perfect fill in the blank, and then you just keep trying and trying and trying, and then you know you try 20 different fill in the blanks, and they all end up with the same kind of like, right?
I think
start
that
again.
The Cubs thing could be funny, but you didn't play it tonight. It just kind of came out like he's right. Like we all knew what you were talking about already.
Yeah. Let me hear it. Let's just hear it. Because just say it out loud. You don't have to over-deliver it.
Every September, my family and I take a day off from work and school and go to synagogue, Jew church, for Rosh Hashanah services. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. It's like going to a Cubs game. We eat, we drink, we pray, we complain. Oh, there is so much I could teach you about the Jewish people. You see, we're more than just the guys you go to.
Yeah. This is good. Yeah, this is. I like it. Let me.
It's right.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's missing? It's just missing. It's the language is skipping too fast for me here. Every September, my family and I take a day off. Every September, my family and I take a day off from work and school and go to synagogue. Why
didn't he work in school?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, why don't you just say? You know, I think it would be. I mean, I'm sorry. I think. I mean, there's something just funny, and I call. You know, like here's this sentence. What about? All right. Awkward disclosure time, or not awkward. I wouldn't say awkward. I would just say awkward. All right.
Let's be real.
I'm a Jew. You know what I mean? I mean, just start off something like just a little, you know what I mean? Like snappier, popper.
My
I'm
name
a Jew.
Is Sarah Goldberg.
I'm a good Jew. I'm a great Jew.
I know.
I'm one of the best Jews I know. I love being a Jew. My family loves being a Jew. Every, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know that that's not the perfect thing.
Yeah.
But you know
just
what I mean?
Just a little something more to
yeah.
look
I mean, it's got, yeah, I mean, you may not know this about me. And if you don't, oh, what about this? You may not know this about me, and if you don't, my, what do you call Jewish grandmas? What's their name for me?
Bubby.
That's it. You go, you may not know this about me, and if you don't, my Bubby will be sure to tell you. And that's, I'm a Jew. And I'm a good Jew. She actually says, you know, what would a Bubby, you like, have the Bubby, like, comment, oh, you... Yeah, that's what I want.
You
I want more.
Too much, but I wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I want more of the language, the Jewish culture, her, all those little, not colloquialisms, what are they called?
Yiddish.
Yeah, I want more Yiddish. I want more Yiddish in the speech. And yeah.
My Bubby will be sure to tell you that we are the best Jews in Skokie.
Here we, you know, you may not know, you may not, you know, I got some quick news for you. I got a quick news break. I don't have the nose for it. But I got the ears. I'm a Jew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something, just some cute and non sequitur-y. I'm a Jew. And I'm a good Jew. I'm a dark. You ask my Bubby. You ask my Bubby, and she'll tell you. You know, I can't. My accents all sound like Jimmy Stewart. I'm like Ryan. I'm a mono accent guy. That's to me, yeah. And you know what? And that's an interesting point. I always say, you know, start the speech off so it's. Unpredictable, right? So it starts, it doesn't start, this starts off like a sentence.
Yeah.
I think that'll, first off, that'll leapfrog it, because I do like this. I like the, and I like where this, so you take the, you know, she tells I'm a good Jew, she tells I'm one of the
I like
best.
It comes back in the end, too, which is Jesus.
Oh, that's a wonderful, that's great.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah is the awesome. Jewish New Year. It's like, and I like this, this is great. Rosh Hashanah is, oh, and it's just missing, you're just, but let me help you, oh, for you Gentiles. Yeah, and you gotta use more. You gotta be more attack for you Gentiles out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. No, you for you Gentile pagans and wait, Gentile pagans and what are the witch worshippers?
Wiccans.
That's it. For Gentiles, pagans, and Wiccans out there, for those among you, for the you Gentiles, pagans, atheists, and Wiccans.
You want to throw a Satanist in there?
What? Satanist? Yeah. For your Jews, for your Gentiles, what do we got now? I like that. Satanist.
Or what if he just Satanist. Ends like that? Or as my booby said, like you list off a whole bunch of them, and then you say, or as my booby says, Satanists. Like she's just calling all of them
no,
Satanists.
No. I like the sweet. I like
the
doing
sweet?
Something sweet.
Okay.
And then she, no, but she says for them, she says in the thing.
Let me help you Gentiles, pagans, atheists, Wiccans, and non-Jews.
Yes, that's good. Satan, how about
Wiccans,
this? No.
Wiccans and other categories.
How about say this? Satanists, or as like my Bubby likes to call them, sure to go to hell, non-Jews. You know what I mean? Like
not don't believe in hell.
That's right. You're right.
I couldn't even add that in. Or as my Bubby likes to say, those of you that are going to hell, it's okay, we don't believe in hell. We're not going there. You might be.
Don't confuse it. I just say. I think you just go with it. Jews, Gentiles, Satanists, you're going to laugh off.
I'm a Jew. I'm a damn good Jew. I put the Jew in jeweler, the brew in Hebrew, and the huh and ugh.
I like that. That's great.
The Jew in jeweler.
That's great. With the huh and ugh.
I'm a damn good Jew. What?
Oh, wait.
I have a question, Dave. Okay, do you remember how I told you about my ex-Jewish boyfriend's mom?
The flesh of what?
And how she wanted me to be Jewish? She called me a goy. What does that mean?
It's a non-Jewish girl.
I got her.
Really?
Goy is a plural, but...
Yeah, I have her.
You have to give me a
oh, that's right.
I was actually going to ask Charlie.
Call me both. Call me both. She loves me. She always used to grab my children.
I
didn't
want to
interrupt
the conversation.
Yeah, the
brew
in Hebrew.
But it's all good. It's all yours. Take it. Enjoy. Love it.
Have you not eaten anything?
Not
what religion
well,
is this?
But it's okay,
I don't know.
Fine.
I can't remember the name.
Hebrew,
it's like a root, but it's like an older seer religion.
And then you can make a follow-up joke about
it. I don't know.
You know what you made me think of?
Like Moloch, the Mediterranean god of child sex.
That's hilarious. Moloch, the random.
Yeah, I had a Jewish boyfriend.
No,
Moloch.
I'm a Jew.
His mom was like,
one time.
Let's be real. I'm a Jew. I'm a damn good Jew. I put the Jew in jeweler. I put the brew in Hebrew. I put the
and you know what you should do? I put the ha and then be like, you ever see David Letterman do that? I put the how'd you do that? I can't do it.
And ugh.
Yeah, you. I put the huh and ugh.
Sorry to the people.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're jumping out.
The Zintite. Yeah.
I will make a joke because, you know, in the
Sugar
National
I think I know all of, like, maybe...
I know three. Those are it. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm cashed. Yeah.
I'm so Jew-cashed out.
Charles,
okay. We got some action going here. This is good. And what I was saying is, this is much better. You say... But going to, I disagree totally. I love the movie, and I did not read one ounce of the comic book.
Someone filling it in, and you're easily amused.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
You mean to start a thing?
Yeah, I read it. Yeah, I read all of it.
So finally, I didn't read you. Yeah. He did.
I totally think what you do. I would actually, Ryan, would go through the movie again with you.
I read Washington.
Just have him fill you at the points when you don't understand
it. You read it?
Yes, I did.
And he'll fill in the blanks.
Okay.
I did. I heard it was not bad, so I read it.
I have a phobia.
You have to rewrite your speech.
That's fire, Nani.
It was. No, yeah, I know. I do.
No, you don't. It's
like, good.
Not like the whole thing, but I know.
No, bits and pieces. Bits and pieces.
I know there's bits and pieces. I know there's actually one major thing that I want to talk about.
All right, we're gonna get. Okay, so you see, we're more than just.
What are you talking about?
I like, and what I'm saying is, here
we went to. I left out the hobo part.
It's like going to a Cubs. Oh, so let me explain synagogue. And I think, Sarah, just in general, you need to step back from this speech and say it out loud and then write those words. You know, you see what I'm saying? There's too much of writing and memorizing instead of saying and writing. Guys, comedy and good, I think all good speech writing, personally, comes from, you know, so in other words, the way this should sound is, let me tell you about synagogue. In case you don't know. You know what I mean? That way it just sounds less forced and more conversational.
Yeah.
Yes. So let me tell you about synagogue, and then you've got this wonderfully written joke here. It's like going to... Yeah, so let me tell you about synagogue. It's like going to a Cubs game. We eat, we drink, we pray, we complain. Oh, there's so much I could teach you about the... and then you don't even... We complain. There's so much you see, more than just the... more than just the guys you go if you...
You see, we're more than just the guys you go to if you need your taxes done.
Yeah.
It's a bit more clever. Maybe we can play that.
Yeah, well, what you wanted to do, Jeff, in the mutual funds or tax deferrable, they are. Only if you have a K-62 plan.
Oh, really? Yeah.
24%
later, I agree.
We're more than... Well, I think
you... do that.
Well, how about this?
I mean, better at the end.
No. How about just a short one? We're more than the guys... We're more than just the guys you go to help you understand the difference... between a limited partnership LLC and a C corp. You know what I mean? Isn't that what you're looking for? Limited partner the different taxation on a limited partner LLC and a C corp.
The tax,
which let me tell you,
the Roth,
go C corp. wait, what did you say? What did we say? Did we miss one?
No, the
let me tell you. I mean, that's why I think it would be funny if you say, and let me tell you, my uncle says, go C corp all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
not my uncle says, like she knows.
Oh, she knows.
She's a Jew.
I think that's good. Yeah. I think you're right.
Awesome.
Let me tell you. Go C corp. Are you kidding?
Actually went up to Sarah and asked her.
You're protected. The liability is incredible.
liability
defense.
Yeah, my brother thought that Sarah actually knew about taxes.
I said go C corp. I'm telling you, go C corp. The liability.
Nice, Luke. Good job.
Put it on
that. This is really a stereo.
Let's go. That's enough on her.
Give her whatever other notes you have real quick and give a couple on the other one.
Let's do this.
The children have to listen.
LLC and you need
it. Santa doesn't. Okay, we're gonna
switch gears.
No, we're not gonna switch gears. I'm gonna rip through more Sarah's quickies here. Once again, you had that horror thing, horror, right?
Yeah.
I just thought that just needed more, just a little more delivery and more chutzpah. Isn't that funny? Hey, horror. It's you know what I mean? You didn't have enough repetition, enough indignation, enough, that whole comment that I gave her about, like, whoa, no, hey, whoa, you know, it needs more of that.
Or if she's playing off the other thing, she should wait to dance, like use the dancing as an explanation of what it is, rather than like, well, because the idea is like whore ourselves up, right?
Yes.
Right. So if we're going with the earlier idea, then she would wait to dance until after she says.
Like after they don't know the whore is.
Oh, and then that's right.
He's it's like a whore.
And then you dance.
You dance. It's
and then you do the dance.
Like
yeah. Dance after.
Hey, only the whore is blow the shofar.
No,
yeah!
I agree with, I mean, but I agree with that. It's like, then you do a little bit of the dance, right?
Yeah, she does dance.
But like after it instead of.
I think it's after, it, so but yeah. Like, yeah, you shouldn't do it. It has to be after, not during. I agree.
I like it when she.
So let's whore.
Yeah, then.
Jewish dance.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like you're teaching it.
And then, yeah, and then like you're teaching it. And then, gosh, I mean, go for it. I mean, say, you know, say, come on. I mean, you got to go bigger with it and get someone, try to invite someone. You want a whore? You want a whore with me? You want a whore with me?
What if I continue whore? Right?
My mother wants whore.
You want to be whore? Is she whore? She hard whoever's thing
going.
Sarah, we got gold over here.
What? I'm sorry.
She whored.
You want to whore with me? I whored with
every street.
You want to whore with me?
You whore.
I whored with my mom. In fact, my mom whored from every street corner.
Yeah. My mother said
she was a great whore.
She was a little girl. They whored on every street corner. And God damn it, they liked it.
She was the biggest whore in her village.
I thought this was a great joke, and it just didn't. You ad-lib something, and it needed more of a setup. It just came. The Santa Claus doesn't visit Jews.
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's so much on the vine there. There's, yeah. I mean, there's so much Christian. You know the Christian, the abundance of what happens to the Christians during their high holiday versus the kind of rather scaled back, more subdued. Yeah. Actually, if you know, my opinion would be more religiously respective. You know, and I'll tell you one thing. I've always thought about this. You know, Christians, we get trees and lights and presents for believing in Jesus. Jews, a candelabra. with the things, and that means you believe in God.
Wouldn't
yeah.
Muslims. Do you know what they get to believe in God? A wailing wall and no food for a month. Now you tell me who's more religious. No wonder they're willing to go die for it. Yeah. But anyway, I think that to me, you gotta get that. You gotta get that joke in. I mean, it's like you know, Christians for Easter. I mean, Jesus died and we eat chocolate and
we praise about
Christmas. We, you know what I mean? We give kids like you know, we give
eggs laid in my body.
Easter yes. eggs.
I when, love you know, Easter eggs.
I'll give you another great joke. This is Kevin Manton actually had this, and this is a 22-year-old joke. But anyway, hold on, let me get it. It's you know, there's not that much. There's really not. In, you know, just between Jews and Christians, there really isn't that much different. It really comes down to half a book. It comes down to. I'll get it. He has a better wording of that. Remind me to get that one for you. What was your thought? No.
No, I'm saying that.
Is that it? It comes down to half a book.
Like early Christians were Jews.
Right.
Until like, you know, 10 minutes ago Jesus died. It's like actually early Christianity came about like 200 years after Jesus died.
Okay, mm-hmm. Mr. Fun Fact. What are you
talking about? I don't know. I was just saying.
It's true.
But I just thought it was our modern day version of Santa Claus was invented by Coca-Cola, too.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I love about him?
She has to be careful.
Drunk.
She has to be careful being a Jew that you can't be too much. Yeah. That's why I think you put it in the context of.
It could be because.
Yeah.
Well, there's something.
Imagine Noah's
coming
through.
Talking
about it's like a whole thing. I was out of drink. Preview problem costume. Yeah. That when I do the horror at the end, I can actually whore on my
the
way
elves
to
are
my
sitting
next
in this
class.
Yeah. Dingy dungeon.
Yeah, and you know, if you're going to do that, I think you should have more fun. You
just have a I'd probably sing the song then.
Yeah, you just got to go bigger with all this stuff and have more fun with it. I thought it was very contained, as opposed to, come on, let's horror to my next, throw on the Jew stuff. I mean, go for it.
And the problem with you, Sarah, is you're being rewarded for what you're doing. You're winning the state tournament, but you can't be satisfied with that.
Oh, my God, not even close. Yeah. I'm telling you. I've seen 10 Firo Pies, and the people that do well in those final rounds, their speeches are, they're like stand-up. I mean, they just hit.
Yeah.
They hit. It's like, you don't go more than, if you, literally, we used to have a clock, and if you went more than 10 seconds without a laugh, you're done. It was like, no, it's too long, right? Their pace is incredible. So I would definitely, you've got a great topic, you've got a great speech, but you need to go for it. You need to add more moxie and chutzpah to it. Santa doesn't visit Jews. And then you had this cute little ad-lib. I don't know if it was an ad-lib. You said, that's okay. Is that in your speech?
No.
Put it in. I mean, it was great. It was a great dynamic. I mean, in addition to what I was talking about with, you know, talking about just the comparison between, you know, religious sacrifice.
Yeah.
I think you can go further with that. Santa Claus doesn't visit Jews. That's okay. And then I think you should go, I think she needs a joke one step further. You know, well, that's okay. She just stopped it, and I thought, that's okay. I'm okay with it. Seriously. Yeah. That's fine. I'm so happy with the I was trying to think of some...
Stop looking at me.
I am so happy. I am so happy that we have the tefillin on the door, and...
And the dreidel.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, believe me, I'm happy with...
That's okay. My ancestors the art of gambling.
Oh, no, that's good. Ryan's saying...
I want to do Chupan Indians, though.
Something like that. That's okay.
You know, the art of gambling for Indians every day.
I like Chinese food.
Santa Claus doesn't visit Jews.
Wait. Or like that. Like just something like, or no, that's, I mean, we're happy for you.
Yeah.
We're glad you...
We get 8 wonderful nights.
We're glad he chose you.
Lighting.
That's funny. You hear that?
For you?
He's funny. He goes, no. He goes, he said, we're happy for you. Really? No, we're happy for you. We're glad, what was it?
We're glad he chose you.
We're glad he chose you. That's good. We're glad he chose you, yeah. Santa Claus
choosing them.
Yeah, you got to go to a Christian. You got to be like, no, that's okay. Really, we're okay with it. I think you also need it. We're okay with it. The dreidels, they're a blast. You know what I mean? The dreidels, they're a blast. You spin them and they spin. Right? The dreidels, they're a blast. You spin them and they spin. Right up until they fall. And then you go right up until they stop or fall. Right up until they fall, and then you go back to no, really. I'm happy for you. I'm glad he's your. We're so. I'm glad he's your deity. Your false deity.
I'm so happy for your false deity.
I'm glad you decided to join the Christian pantheon.
And we have wonderful songs about these dreidels, and it sounds so horrible. It's a horrible sounding song. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. And I'm looking at it.
I mean,
and when like, all the songs are like melodic minor.
Yeah.
Like rather than being something fun and
guys,
depressing.
Guys, I'm just short and like drop it.
I should spin it. I should spin it. You want to win it? Actually, just be like, by the way, you'll be sad.
Funny, like, you showed it and it doesn't spin. Like, it just tuckers out right away. And you're like,
what do they do for? Yeah, that's what they do. It's gambling. Although they usually play with like chocolate coins.
I wrote, 800-pound Vishnu was very funny. I just thought it needed a little something after, you know. That's the way you delivered that was kind of like, once again, you threw it away as opposed to, how do you say that? That's an 800-pound Vishnu in the room?
Like an 800-pound Vishnu in the room. That's a huge god.
Yeah. I just thought,
that's a huge.
I think I would just go more with it. I mean, to me, guys, let me teach you. I'm telling you, the easiest thing you can do to get jokes is just keep repeating, keep saying words and follow up. You guys are just dipping. You guys are just one joke and let's move on, right? I mean, overwrite. You can always cut. 800-pound fish in a room. That's a huge god. That's a big god. That's a Jabba the Hutt god.
He has 8 arms. That's 4 more. Right,
yeah, that's an octagon. I like that. That's an octagon. Yeah, that's a huge god. That's, he's got 4
that's
arms.
6 more arms than
that's
Jesus.
6 more. That's 6 more arms than Jesus.
The one.
one of the...
It's Vishnu, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It's
six more arms of Jesus. I love that.
And I think the good thing is, even if we're wrong, even if it is like Shiva or something, we're just religiously literally making it.
Yeah. You'd have to make that point. Part of the speech. No, you have to make sure that's accurate.
Just Anytime I pound Vishnu in the room, that's a huge god. That's a big god. That's an octo god. That's six more arms than Jesus.
You gotta set up the arms.
The arms.
He's got like eight arms.
That's a big god. He's got eight arms.
He's got like eight arms. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's got like eight arms.
An octagon. Six more arms.
Yeah.
He plays more arms. Pianos.
He can play four
and three guitars. Yeah,
because that's the first thing he's thinking about.
Yeah. How about he could spin? He could spin eight drums. He could play. I would do them both. I could say he could play four pianos and spin. If he was Jewish, if he was Jewish, he could spin eight dreidels.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just do a whole list of just rattle
and maybe a ninth with his trunk.
I wrote I just wrote commit. Taboo joke, great Greek Orthodox or great Orthodox or what I wrote. I put a smiley there. That was funny.
But you laughed at that.
Who came up with that?
Moses clapping. Explain. Help me with the Moses clapping moment.
I've never gotten that.
I don't get it.
That's how she.
I think we should build on that. We should do like one.
You need to build on it, or I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Do you watch American Idol?
I get it, but you just gotta.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I always say don't get everybody in the room on your joke. I mean, if you would have said the word Paula Abdul,
yeah, then it would be there. Yep.
I mean, I just need a.
Well, she says she sets it up with.
Here, just to be here.
CBS News reported on June 24th, 2008, that there are many religions here. But there isn't one whole community where everyone is accepted. Sounds like CBS is working on a new reality show.
Oh.
God's Idol. Moses.
Oh, God's Idol. You know, it's so funny. You know, it's weird. You know how tricky that joke is? It's so weird. Yeah. When I hear God's, I mean, right. You got, okay.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's American Idol, God's Idol. When I think God's Idol, I think.
A sculpture.
Yeah. It's a little, what are other words for God? Can we use, that's part of it.
Deity
idol.
Lord's idol. No.
Religious idol. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. American idol.
You say God's American idol?
God's American idol. Yeah, it's really that kind of little.
George Bush's idol?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then, do we want
to. I think God's American idol,
At least serves a purpose. Is that funny?
No, it's set up. I'm telling you. It's, in other words, I know that that's. I knew that that was funny. I knew that that gets a response.
We want to do all three of them for Randy. Dog, you were great. You're not really dog. You're like a golden cow, but.
Moses Platt,
I like that.
Playing.
And then what do you say for Simon, though?
Once again, I thought you said you have a Muslim friend. You did the bomb joke. I thought you paused way too long on that. That has to be the delivery on that has to be like, oh, you know what I mean? It has to be. Yeah, otherwise, it seems you're someone else had an ooh joke. I always say, you know, if you're gonna have an ooh joke, you need to have a follow up. You know, like that moment to them. You don't just let the ooh exist.
Yeah.
You have to comment on the ooh. Otherwise, your joke ends in an ooh.
Yeah.
And that's not where you want your joke.
Yeah, a lot of them are, oh, that's bad? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just got done talking about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Well, she says too soon.
Yeah, right. She just needs to say it quick.
I mean,
everybody at Speech Circuit's doing that, by the way. Yeah. I've seen every one of the...
Do what?
Too soon. Rihanna and whatever.
I think we invented that too soon.
We did. And then Matt Weibel took it.
No, it's not him. It's just like everyone.
Bad forensics mojo. No, I think that's great. You're gonna say something about the bomb. I just think you need to be like, you know, you're gonna get a response. When you say bomb, you're like, wait, oh, you know what I mean? You just need a little more dynamics on it. Oh goodness, too soon? Maybe too late.
How much?
You know what I mean?
How much she keeps trying to correct herself?
Exactly. Yeah,
there's the bomb. Oh no, the dynamite.
Right.
No, oh,
right, yeah, right. They're the shizna.
They're the shizna.
What else did you write?
I stole that from you.
You
said shizna.
No, it was a reference like a shizna. It was about like 5 years old. Yeah. Like,
oh, was it?
You saying something about blowing
what if then she was very specific about it?
After I get through that, then I see
brought it up, and I just thought it was funny.
Let's blow by that one. Talk with the things.
They blow up things.
They're very explosive.
Oh, it's a shizna.
Shizna.
They raise the roof.
You know, I mean, it's real simple. It's just got to be, they're the bomb. Oh, is it too soon? Too late? Too much? I mean, not the bomb. I mean, the
dynamite.
They're dynamite. I mean, oh, man! They blow me away. Oh, let's get out of this. Right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Guys, and you have to write, to make that work, you got to have emotional continuity, right? You got to be in that thing. All right, that's good. I think that's a lot.
Not the work.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Who are we up to next?